As we focus on the state of diabetes health care, our next guest is one of the growing ranks of the U.S. medical profession who believe that diabetes care relies too much on medication and treating complications and not enough on changing diet and behavior. Dr. Mary Vernon is a private practice physician in Lawrence, Kansas. Welcome, Dr. Vernon.
Thank you for having me, Nicole. I'm just excited to be here.
Well, so then tell me, if a person comes into your practice and they have type 2 diabetes, how do you walk them through the process of treating that condition?
Generally, what I do is a metabolic evaluation. A way to think about that would be I ask their bodies questions about where they are in this process. And then I'm able to help you craft an individualized plan. If you control the carbohydrates that go in your mouth, and that's starches and sugars, then you can control your blood sugar and your blood sugar hormones, insulin and glucagon.
Now that's the hardest part, to control the food and the intake, and with the society that we live in that's so obsessed with carbs. I mean, how do you do it?
Well, with my patients, I write an individualized menu. I sit down and in my handwriting write out what they're going to eat, and we negotiate it. So if you tell me I don't eat eggs, okay, eggs don't show up. Mm-hmm. And then there are a few other tips. Eat preventatively. I ask my patients not to go more than 3 or 4 hours without eating. Hmm. Now, I'm not asking for a 5-course meal. I want snacks that are portable that you can put in your purse so that even if you're a school teacher, you can pop 3 almonds in your mouth in between classes. The reason for that is if you wait till you're hungry, you'll eat too much. Mm-hmm. Your blood sugar has dropped. Your metabolism is now swinging from high to low in terms of blood sugars, and you won't do well.
How do you feel about the low-carb diets in their relation to caring for diabetes?
So that's absolutely what this is about, carbohydrate restriction to the level that individually matches that patient's need.
So is there any kind of litmus test or across-the-board regulation of carbohydrates, like the number that we should be eating as people with diabetes?
When I work with a patient, what I do is drop their level of carbs down to about the equivalent of 4 servings of leafy green vegetables a day. When their blood sugar control then becomes normal, then I increase the carbs, again, negotiating with the patient about what foods they want to eat. Mm-hmm. If the blood sugars start to come out of range again, the answer is not right now. That's too much for right now.
And what are some of the carbohydrates that do make the negotiation?
Again, the leafy greens, the most nutritious part of the plants. Mm-hmm. So that would be spinach and broccoli and kale. Of course, now spinach is cooked. It's okay. Salad vegetables, salad greens.
Well, let's switch to your impressions and advice on the high-fat diets. They're both high-fat and low-carb diets. How do you feel
about those? Well, almost any diet that is carbohydrate restriction will percentage-wise seem to be high-fat, because when you remove a whole category of food, even though the amount of it that you're eating hasn't changed at all, its percentage will change. And actually that was shown by Dr. Bowden, who did a study in Temple where he hospitalized people, locked them up so he really knew what they were eating. And when he took away the carbs, they didn't eat more protein and fat, they ate about the same amount.
So in your opinion, what is the state of diabetes care in America right now?
I'm saddened by it. I would like to empower patients more. I would like to make their care affordable to them, and giving them control over their disease by giving them the tools to eat in such a way that they require less medicine, that seems very positive to me. Mm-hmm. That's the side I want to be on.
I hope you've enjoyed this D-Life video. I'm Nicole Johnson, host of D-Life TV and a person with diabetes. If you have diabetes or have a loved one with diabetes, there is so much more waiting for you at DLife.com. Get inspired, informed, and connected. Check it out.